Food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Holy smokes. I took my three grandchildren to the movies last week and was once again shocked by what a small bag of popcorn costs. Oh my gosh, I looked around for any decent alternatives. There were none. How do families afford to take their kids to the movies today and get them some snacks? Carolina, first question, why does everyone have to eat popcorn at the movies in the first place?
Why not? Popcorn is great.
That's a good answer, because I do like it. But it seems like you can't go to the movies without eating popcorn. I mean, I don't know what the origin
is. I know, it's true.
As long as I can remember, that's been true.
Yeah, I looked it up. I mean, the story is, like, really long, so I won't go into it. But I'll tell you, it dates back to, like, the 1930s when sound was added to the movies. That was really funny. Whenever sound was introduced. And then it was banned for a while because people didn't like the noise that people eating popcorn. But then people brought it back because it was just by popular demand. Everybody wants popcorn at the movies. So,
and the movie theaters,
it's here to stay.
You noticed that the movies get louder and louder and louder? There's not volume you would have in your home. And that's because everybody's munching on popcorn. Okay, but see, I do love popcorn. So how do I deal with this? What's a great movie popcorn snack that is affordable and full of junk?
It is such a hard one when it comes to movie popcorn. You can look around and kind of try to find out the information. Different movie theaters have different ways to pop. Some do coconut oil, some use different kinds of oil. But the reality is, at the end of the day, if you're getting popcorn at the movies, you're getting, for like a medium, for example, you're getting anywhere from 400 to 500 calories in a medium bucket of popcorn. And sometimes up to 20 grams of fat, and that's before you add any butter or salt. So there's no pretty way of putting it. It's just really high in calorie when it comes out of that movie popcorn machine. So what do we do about that? This is what I say. Okay, this is how I get around it with my kids. I tell them that when we're going to have movie night at home, we can have popcorn. But if we're going to go to the movie theater, unfortunately, it's not going to have any popcorn. So a lot of times they rather wait for the movie to come out on DVD and watch it at home with popcorn. Kind of saves me the trip and the money. But that's no fun, right? So what I say is, if you really have to have popcorn, don't make it a habit. Make it like a treat. Get the smallest size possible. Don't add any butter or salt to it. And just stick to that one portion size.
But they say, okay, small is, $6 to $7. They add $1 to have a medium, and they add another dollar for large. So you get a giant bucket. And you see people walking around with this for just a little bit more than a small bag. And so, of course, you get that's marketing. And they're very smart about it. So I understand. We used to bring our own popcorn, and I have been known to do that, I will admit. Okay, so if they're having popcorn. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. No, you mentioned something. It's true. You know, absolutely. We're not going to say, hey, smuggle popcorn, because we might have some angry movie theater people calling us up. But I think that there's nothing wrong with voicing your opinion, okay? We have been able to single-handedly change the way the food industry operates by saying what we want, okay? So demand brings out the products out there. So start tweeting at AMC and at Regal or whatever. Get your voice heard that you would like some air-popped popcorn, so you can have that favorite movie time snack without breaking your waistline or without throwing everything in the garbage can that you've been doing good all week. So voice your opinion, get out there, let them know what you want. And some good news to share is that I recently found some movie theaters that don't care if you bring stuff in. So I thought that was fantastic. Because they make so much money out of concession, I found that their ticket price was a little bit higher than the regular movies, but only by a couple dollars. So it was totally worth it to me, because I walked in with like a picnic basket. So I had all my snacks ready to go. Yes. It was so much fun.
Well, so, what else did you put in there? What else did you put in that picnic basket besides popcorn?
Well, lots of water. because that's what we drink at the movies. Infused water, though, because I got fancy since I got to take it. I took infused water. And this particular movie night was an adult movie night, like, just for me and my husband. So it wasn't, you know, no kids with us. And they even allow each person to bring in one bottle of wine. So that was really fun. So just packed it up with some healthy snacks. Yeah.
Nice. And some movie theaters are having sort of, they have restaurants, but they also have places where you can buy something different and take it in from there. It may, you know, like a takeout section of the restaurant. So there are alternatives. Nachos is one of the ones I see people with that, that orange stuff that's called cheese. So any ideas of how to manage that? Because people do think that's fun eating.
I know. Nachos is just not something you want to get at a movie theater unless they have a gourmet kitchen that's going to use some real cheese. If you see the fluorescent orange stuff pouring on top of your corn chips, just walk away. It's just not worth it. I hate to say it. There's no, like, nice way to putting it. But at a whopping 800 calorie, which is the average of a one serving of nacho in the movie theater, that's, you know, two meals almost for a snack. And it's not very satiating, so you're still going to be hungry. And, I mean, it's so messy. Just bypass the nachos. I never understood why they put nachos at a movie theater. So let's just bypass that one. Go for pretzels instead. Or if they have, like, some, like, edamame chips or something different. Usually the gourmet theaters are going to have that kind of stuff. But just go for the plain chips instead of the nacho variety.
Okay, all this has made everybody thirsty. So I know you're going to recommend water, but, you know, I just wanted to hear your point of view of what else is offered or what you could bring if it's not water.
Yeah, so definitely water. Infused water is a lot of fun to drink if you're allowed to bring it in. But, you know, if you're not a soda drinker at all, why would you drink soda in a movie theater? It's not the place to start anyways. So stay away from the soda machine. And the other day, I went to take my kids to the movies, and I had never noticed this. It might have been there for a long time. Maybe everybody's already, they're going to tell me, you didn't know this? But I noticed out of the corner of my eye that they had Gatorade as one of the options for the soda machine. And it just blew my mind, or it might have been Powerade. Anyways, one of those electrolyte. And I was like, wait a minute, what kind of sweating are people doing inside a movie theater in an air-conditioned room that they need to replace their electrolytes? Come on, you know,
you don't need it.
So just stick to plain and simple. And I know we're almost running out of time, and I don't want to finish without talking about candy, because for me, that's the fun of the movies, is snacking on candy. I will bypass the popcorn, but if I don't have a little bit of candy or a little bit of treat, then it's just no fun. So look for pure dark chocolate, look for nuts, dried fruits, or even trail mixes. Those are being sold in the majority of the movie theaters, because I have found even dark chocolate chips being sold. So you can definitely have a little bit of a treat without having to compromise with those candy-coated chocolates or artificially colored gummies or pure sugar that comes out of a stick and you pour it in your mouth. That's just no need for that. So still can be a lot of fun, but healthier options. So you ready to go to the movies, Ellen?
I am ready to go to the movies. I love to go to the movies, and I love to munch on the movies. I'm just like everybody else in that regard. But I was just laughing so hard with your Gatorade comment and thinking, well, they're watching these scary movies. They're all sweaty, scared, so maybe that's why they need, I don't know. But yes, maybe. Let's do infused water. Just throw in some, you could bring a couple little blueberries or a strawberry or something. Some you can pop in the top, you know, the lid and have some great drinks.
That sounds awesome. Well, this was a lot of fun, so I hope everybody will look for more of our fun podcasts on RadioMD.com. You'll find a variety of topics. You're sure to find one that you may want to listen to or someone you know may be interested in. Remember, you can always find us as all on KidCritics.org, and that is spelled with two Ks. Thank you for being with us on the Family Food Kitchen. Eat well and stay well.